Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, half an hour of comedy, which airs every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight we're going to be listening to Bob Goldthwait, known as Bobcat Goldthwait. And he was in a bunch of Police Academy movies, but he's to be forgiven for that because he has made a very funny record and is a very funny comedian. When he first came out, he was sort of indistinguishable from a number of other screaming comedians like Howie Mandel and Sam Kinison, but has really distinguished himself with some very intelligent material. And I think he's got quite a career ahead of him. His album is called Meet Bob, M-E-A-T, Meet Bob, and I'll be playing excerpts from it. On the cover, it says, warning, Bob uses the same language most parents use when they drop something really heavy on their foot. I have attempted to cut out as much of that language as I can, but some of it may have snuck through. So if you think you'd be offended by the kind of language that most parents use when they drop something really heavy on their foot, you might want to tune elsewhere for the next half hour or so. But we'll start off now with Bobcat Goldthwait.
I've never masturbated in my life. Scott Baio is the Antichrist.
Thank you very much. Where are you from, and what do you do for a living? Thank you. My wife is so fat.
How fat is she?
She's real fat. I don't have a joke for everything, you know. Is that a big night for you, coming down here and tormenting me? Hello, hi, how you doing? Where are you from? What do you do for a living? My wife is so fat. I saw that new movie, Jaws. Two guys walked into a bar. What is it with these television commercials nowadays? I'm not gonna lie. I recording an album is, like, extremely frightening for me because, like, if it's not, like, funny, you know in about 3 months, you'll be, like, in a car wash going through that cutout bin. With all the records, you know, waiting for the car to get clean, and then I'll be like behind the Abe Vigoda live at the Hollywood Bowl album. Yeah. It'll be my album, and then around 4 hours, man, I'll be stuck. I'll probably end up being like placed right behind the Tito Jackson solo album. Say what you will about Tito Jackson, but I always thought he had the real talent in that family. Animals are our friends, but they won't pick you up at the airport. I do comedy, I'll take you back a little bit. I didn't always do this before. I used to bag groceries professionally. And then I lost my job. I didn't really lose my job. I knew where the job still was. Just when I went there was this new guy doing it. Oh, Swaggart said that E.T. was the devil, and then he said that all rock and roll songs were written by Satan. Okay, maybe a few. Granted, right. But I just think Satan is way, way too busy, you know, running Heritage USA to be writing songs. Nothing. This big thing, it's like $100 million because Heritage USA, that's that God theme park. Don't you think if God wanted to get into the theme park business, maybe he would have made Disney the Pope, you know? So, I find it hard to believe that Satan is sitting down in hell. He's in the bowels of hell going, God, I haven't written anything in a couple weeks. Jeez, I need a Beelzebub, what do you think of this? Hip to be square. How do you think? I need something. So. We are the world. Ah! See, I am like this left-wing lunatic, and I was watching Oliver North, and I'm going, good, let's give it to this guy. Causing troubles around the world, giving guns to the Iranians, being this covert, sneaky guy. I got like popcorn, I'm going, ah. Turn on the hearing. I'm into the thing for about 5 minutes. I'm watching Oliver North, and I go, you know, he's got like some really valid points. What? one of the most amazing performances I have ever seen in my entire life. Outside of De Niro and Taxi Driver, that was probably the most incredible acting job I've ever seen in my life. I'm like buying it, the hook, line, and sinker, you know, I'm going, yeah, I'll, you know, send him a little telegram. Oh, by the way, those telegrams, yeah, right, like, they couldn't just get, like, a bunch of yellow paper and go, this is how many people love him. So, you know, but I finally kind of figured out his trick. Is it just like when they would almost get something incriminating on him, he'd get all humble on you, and he'd try to look like Treat Williams a little more than he already does. But, I got confused. Now, didn't he get fired and then he kept showing up in his uniform? I mean, I've been fired from numerous jobs, but you don't see me tooling around in a Burger King outfit tonight. So, you know, I'm watching him, I'm going, okay, and then all of a sudden, like, just when they almost had him, he'd get all humble on you, and then his voice would go down and he'd go, when American lives are in danger, yes, I did stab that puppy in the head 7 or 8 times. And Congress would, like, whip out their lighters. Ah! Ah! Holy! 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 You know, they get frisbees out. Ah! If he's not knocking a beach ball around back and forth. And then, like, a security guy would take it away, and then y'all go, boo. I've never understand that phenomenon in a rock concert where they take away the beach ball and then everyone goes boo, like, you know, it's like, you'll be thanking me later. This beach ball could have poked your eye out. Had another near miss the other day. Everyone's going, God, all these near misses, I just don't follow it. Why is there so many near miss airplane collisions, you know? Got my own theory. About 4 years ago, the air traffic controllers went on strike about 4 years ago. And then, you know, Reagan said, let me help out, I can fix this. Gentlemen, everyone who's on strike, you're fired. So they just hired anyone who was hanging out at the time. You know, like there's janitors and stuff. And they're going, excuse me, have you ever played like Space Invaders or anything? Now everyone's going, God, how come there's so many plane crashes lately? I don't know, maybe Walt the janitor is not qualified to land a Boeing 707. I'm sorry, I can't blame Reagan for everything. Blaming Ronald Reagan for the way things are today is kind of like blaming Ronald McDonald when you get a bad cheeseburger. Neither of them run the company. Let me look at the want ads. Wanted a jolly guy with dyed hair. So I'll exploit my daughter for some cheap laughs. The most precious thing in my life. My bride and myself, we pounded out a baby. She's 9 months now. Pounding out a baby, I think that's pretty sensitive 80s male of me, isn't it? And I was there during the delivery. We had a C-section. That's, you know, instead of the baby coming out normally, they just cut my bride open and took the baby out. Which was kind of interesting, because they just took my baby out, when she came out, she was smiling, because most kids got those pointy heads when they're born. Because, you know, they go through that, like, Play-Doh fun factory of life. You know, my baby came out and she's smiling when she's born, which is pretty weird. And because obviously she didn't see who the old man was right now. Yeah, my father. Ah! I'll be back in here until I can drive. So I was there. This is what a self-centered jerk I am. Like they said, Mr. Goldthwait, we're gonna have to have a C-section. And I instead of going, God, man, that's gonna be so painful, I went, oh, great, like, I took Lamaze for nothing. So, I'm there in the operating room. They take my baby out. And I'm not making this up. The doctor wanted me, you know, this being California, they still wanted me to be part of the experience. So, they said, Mr. Goldthwait, would you like to cut the cord? And I sincerely said this. I said, isn't there anyone a little more qualified? Like, I'm the guy in the operating room, you go, yeah, yeah, no, not the doctor. Let's give him the sharp blade. Let's give him the sharp thing around the infant. I said, I'll cut the cord if you knock like $200 off the bill. So then they took my baby into that baby aquarium, you know. That room with all the screaming babies. And everyone's going, is that your baby? And I go, no. And they go, is that your baby? No. Every baby looks like me. They have no hair and they're screaming their heads off. Is that yours? No. I'll tell you what I know about sports. I know that if your team wins, later that evening, if they win a championship, you can legally do anything you want. Because I was in San Francisco after the 49ers won some sort of sporting event, right? And I'm driving around. I'm touring around in my Honda Civic. You said you had a Honda Civic? No way. Excellent. Yes, I did. Yeah, no. You know, I had, you know, headers on it and stuff. It's excellent. Craigie's a glass pack. So I'm touring around in my Honda Civic. Got it to the floor, you know. All of a sudden, this, like, Neanderthal-type looking guy jumps out. I'm not making this up. Jumps out from behind the tree, throws a lit flare at my car. Boom! Hits my car. I get out. I go, what the hell's your problem? You know, I pick up the flare. I'm shaking it. I go, what the hell's your problem? You have my car with a flare. And he looks at me, and he was very articulate, and he said, Niners. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the flare back. See if you can't hit that old woman driving the Pinto. I don't drink or take drugs. I find it very hard to believe. I don't tell other people not to, but I don't. See, I don't take drugs because I wanted to kill myself when I took them. That's why I don't. You know, I was never sitting at home with like a pile of blow, a shotgun, and a pit bull. And I said, now I'm gonna use one of these. And I was all ready to do the cocaine, and then I looked up on the TV set, and then, like, Nancy Reagan said, just say no, little Bobcat. Silly me, Nance. Let me call Keith Richards right now. Keith, just say no. So the Reagan administration cut all the funding to detox centers, and then Nancy says, hey, kids, get off the drugs. Where am I supposed to get sober? Where am I supposed to get off the drugs? There's no detox centers anymore. What am I supposed to go to my parents' house, go, hi, Mom, Dad? I think I'm on fire and I have insects in my brains. That's nice. Who is it? It's Bobby. He says he's on fire. Again? I think about dying a lot. Because I'm not going to age gracefully. And I have a daughter now. Do you realize how many times my daughter's going to hear, that's your dad? Growing up with me as a dad is kind of like growing up having Curly as your father. Not oodles of prestige behind it, you know. And I'll be like going, how come your little friends never come in the house? What, are you embarrassed to the old man? I'll tell you that, they're acting crazy. I paid for that Corvette in the driveway, Susie Q. Get in the house. We're gonna watch Police Academy 50. Yes, yes, again. I have no idea what will date my daughter. I mean, you know. I mean, these little yuppie guys, hello, is your daughter home? And I'm going, how old are you? 13. When I was your age, I had cirrhosis. So I'm reading the people, and then I see Parker Stevenson. Remember that guy, Hardy Boys? Right? Full page ad with the park cat is full page ad. And it says, Parker Stevenson is his headshot, looking pretty. You know, he looked like date bait still. And he's like, I support the NRA. And it really hit me, man. Because, like, when I'm in the voting booth, before I vote on any issues, I go, wait, how do the Hardy Boys feel on this one? They really sway my opinion on the current topics. Toxic waste. How did the new Gidget cast feel? Man. If I was gonna commit suicide, I understand that it's healthy to talk about it. And, you know, if you guys heard me talk about suicide on stage, and if you killed yourself, you could sue your parents or family, could sue me, saying, well, Goldthwait planted the seed. The Hardy Boys told him, don't kill yourself. It was Goldthwait pushed him over the edge. So stupid. Ozzy Osbourne. My son bought an Ozzy Osbourne record, and then he killed himself. Well, maybe your divorce and being on heroin might have something to do with it. I think we ought to nail William Shakespeare right now for Romeo and Juliet. You know? If I was gonna kill myself, I'd go to I go to one of those NRA guys' house. I'd break in, I would take his gun, right? And I'd wake him up and I'd say, I want you to explain this. Boom! And blow my head off. See the beauty of that? I'm dead, his bedroom, his gun, the cops come, he goes, well, this is kind of a funny story, officer. He came in here and he blew his head off. Pope was here, excellent tour. Say what you want, but there's something wild when you get in an audience with the Pope. I got thrown out for a heckling. Do kumbaya, dude! Jovi! Hey, where are you going with that beach ball? That's my beach ball! Remember that guy who clipped the Pope? What was that? Guy shot the Pope? Now the Pope travels with that, that sneeze guard around him. Does a blessing still count if there's, 10 inches of formica between you and him? Maybe he's just, blessing himself. Bing, 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 bing. I'm getting holier! Ah! So, he's tooling around in that thing. That guy shot the Pope. I would give an enormous amount of cash to find out, what was the conversation he had with the man who shot him? I mean, I've done a lot of stupid things, but what did they talk about? I was like, how you doing? You're still not mad, are you? I thought you were a deer. Open Pope season. I was raised in the Catholic Church. I'm overqualified to poke fun at it. I used to think it rained because I masturbated. I think that's the early signs of an enormous ego. Me bopping my baloney can change the weather of an entire community, but so I had a big ego. I just envisioned Willard Scott calling the house, so did he touch it or what? I remember when Burglar came out, I was watching, there was a movie I was in with Whoopi Goldberg, and I was watching it. Thank you, that's about everybody who saw it. Obviously, you're on the same flight. And so what was weird was that I was watching Bill Harris and Rex Reed doing at the movies. First, Bill Harris goes, I didn't like the movie, but I thought Bob Goldthwait was funny. And Rex Reed goes, you thought Bob Goldthwait was funny? Bill Harris goes, well, yeah, in the theater, I saw it, and the people were clapping during some of his scenes. Oh, they were booing in my theater. You know what, it really hurt, because I'd like to meet Rex Reed and say, you know, I saw that review, and it really hurt, because, like, out of all the judges on the Gong Show, you were, like, always my favorite man. You know, because he could judge talent on that show, let me tell you. So I went to the Beastie Boys concert, and I'm sitting in there, and this, I became my dad. 5 minutes into the show, I'm going, what is this? They come out. They don't even have any instruments. They got two record players. They're going... See, when I was your age, a guy would come out on stage, he would kill a chicken, slit his chest, shoot some heroin, knock the one of the songs off the album, and that was show business. Well, Bernard Goetz is back in the news. Subway vigilante? First of all, these guys were robbing him with a screwdriver. So he shot him. And you know this guy who shot him definitely was heavily into, like, Death Wish. You know, those kind of... You know, he's, like, had this gun on him for, like, years going, one of these days, man, one of these days. Somebody's gonna come up to me. Gonna eat my hot lead. You know, and he's just like, got that gun. And one of these days. And these guys are getting ready for the crime spree, and they go, let's see, what should we rob someone with? How about this, Black and Decker table saw? No, too cumbersome. No, what about a screwdriver? I don't even understand why they're robbing them with a screwdriver. I guess, like, in case they got caught, they go, oh, no. Like, you know, the Subway was going clackety-clack-clack, and we were going to, you know, tighten it up, you know. Something was wrong, you know. We heard it, you know. They whip out the screwdriver, they go, give me all your money, and then Goetz goes, oh, beauty. Oh, I've been waiting for this so long. Oh. And then he pulls out the gun, they're going, give me all your money, or I'm gonna make your glasses really, really wobbly. My friend Lance, he was pregnant the same time we were. And Lance would call me up, and he'd say, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning, Lance calls me up and goes, Bobcat, what are you gonna do if it's a girl? You know, Lance, I'm really not thinking about that right now. Isn't that gonna freak you out? What do you mean, is that gonna freak me out? Well, I mean, when the first guy who gets your daughter, like, wouldn't that freak you out? No, Lance. That would not freak me out, Lance. You go, oh, first guy who gets your daughter wouldn't bother you at all. I said, no, I hope my daughter experiences everything that there is in life. First guy wouldn't bother you? No, what would? I said, number 200. I'm gonna kill him. I got, you know, someday my daughter will buy this record and I'll go, I want my daughter to experience everything. You said it, Dad. She keep, I want my daughter to experience everything. I want my daughter. Take that record off! Where'd you find that thing? It was in a car wash. Thanks for encouraging my behavior. Good night.
Well, you may be wondering what that last little bit at the end of Bobcat's record there is, and it's something backward. And just to show you what I think of you, I'll let you hear what it is forwards.
obey your parents, be nice, go eat snacks, and go to church. Give money to Jerry Falwell.
Well, there you go. That was excerpts from Meet Bob by Bobcat Goldthwait. And there's some other great stuff on this record that unfortunately I couldn't play. If you know the record, I especially like the very ending of it, the last story he tells. But there's no way I could edit that punchline and let this show still stay on the air. So Meet Bob by Bobcat Goldthwait. Next week and the week after is Christmas show time. And speaking of Christmas, here's a gift suggestion that occurred to me you might want to know about. I've been plugging the series Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister, which have been airing on KCET for quite some time. And they're two wonderful books, Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister, oddly enough. By the way, the Yes Prime Minister book has some episodes in it that haven't aired here yet, so there's still more to look forward to. But they're terrific books, and they're turned into, they're like novelized. It's not just the scripts from the TV show. So there's a good gift idea also on the subject of books. Stan Freberg has a book out, I notice. Even though he has steadfastly refused to be a guest on this program, I'll plug it anyway. So that's about it. The address, Bob Claster, Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, 90405. Enclose a phone number and I'll get back to you. And that's about it. So until next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.